Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ. We welcome you to our daily devotions for Friday, the 3rd of November, 2023, brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I am the Reverend Desiree Johnson, rector of St. Monica's Parish Providenciales and St. George's Parish South Caicos in the Turks and Caicos Islands. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, increase in us the gifts of faith, hope, and charity, and that we may obtain what you promise. Make us love what you command. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the Word of God, written in the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. On one occasion, when Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. Just then, in front of him, there was a man who had dropsy. And Jesus asked the lawyers and Pharisees, "Is it lawful to cure people on the Sabbath or not?" But they were silent. So Jesus took him and healed him and sent him away. Then he said to them, "If one of you has a child or an ox that has fallen into a well, will you not immediately pull it out on a Sabbath day?" And they could not reply to this. Here ends the reading. In today's gospel reading, Jesus had accepted an invitation from a leading Pharisee to dine at his house, and we're told that all the other people at the dinner were watching him closely. Many of us would likely feel quite uncomfortable if we walked into a dinner at a prominent person's house and found ourselves in a room full of strangers. And if all eyes turned on us and everyone was watching our every move and listening to our every word, we'd probably also feel very self-conscious. So we'd nervously glance around the room to quickly find somebody we know and then spend the rest of the evening glued to that person. But not Jesus. Jesus showed up with complete confidence and an unwavering commitment to share the gospel, and Jesus showed out with his teaching and his healing. He probably knew very few people at this dinner. Jesus's primary purpose in attending was not to just relax and have a good time while he met new friends. Instead, Jesus's primary purpose was to preach his saving message to those in need. Therefore, he went to those in need, and he did so with confidence. Luke observes that the Pharisees kept a close eye on Jesus. They watched him closely so they could witness him violating the Sabbath and expose him to the people as a lawbreaker. They brought a man with dropsy, hoping that Jesus would heal him and transgress the Sabbath law. Their watching was not with wonder at the miracle Jesus could do, but with evil intent to tempt him, trap him, and accuse him. Instead, Jesus teaches the primacy of love by placing the well-being of God's children above all, including the Sabbath. He reaches out in mercy and calls us to do the same. Now imagine yourself joining our Lord at this meal. How would you have felt? Would you have been self-conscious and uncomfortable? Or would you have seen it as an opportunity to share the gospel? Whether you are a social butterfly who likes to meet new people or are shy and dread such settings, one thing we all can learn from this dinner and Jesus's disposition at it is that uncomfortable situations are actually great opportunities to share our faith. My friends, are you ready and willing to be used by our Lord wherever he sends you? Are you willing to try and see every new adventure and experience in life as a new opportunity to share Christ's saving message with others? Whether you are or if you're not sure, either way, I invite you to trust him and watch Jesus closely. The Pharisees were watching Jesus closely, but with evil intent. I invite you to watch Jesus closely with eyes of faith, following him and learning from him. I invite you to watch Jesus closely and love others as he first loved us in humility and unselfishness. Thank you for listening. We hope that you find our daily devotions a source of inspiration and invite you to share them with others so that they too might be encouraged. Today and every day, I wish you blessings of peace and all good.
His word shall not fail you, he promised. Believe him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying. His purpose.